AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. California has surpassed 25,000 deaths from coronavirus. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
A surge has swamped hospitals with COVID-19 patients in Southern California and San Joaquin Valley. Hospitals are housing patients in hallways, conference rooms, a cafeteria, and gift shops. The new strain of the virus that has shown up in the Golden State could make things worse. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on NBC's Today Show.
Obviously, you have to take it very seriously. Our British colleagues have shown clearly that it is much more efficient in spreading from person to person.
In Los Angeles County this week, there were 274 deaths in 24 hours due to COVID-19. I'm Shelley Adler.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell by 19,000 in the Labor Department's latest report, but the total, 787,000, is nearly four times higher than a year ago. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says he expects 2021 to get off to a slow start.
I don't think we'll see outright job losses, but certainly much weaker than what we saw, over the past, let's say half year or so. But I do think that by the spring, things will be getting better, that we'll have more people vaccinated, that people will feel more comfortable going out.
In Columbus, Ohio, some light has been shed on a deadly police shooting last week. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
The police department in the city leadership from the mayor's office made the responsible decision to release all the body cam video of all the officers.
The video shows two officers handcuffing Andre Hill after he was shot but offering no first aid. The officer who shot Hill has been fired and remains under investigation. This is AP News. The S&P 500 and the Dow have ended 2020 at more record highs. The S&P rose 0.6% on the day to 3,755 and ended the year up 16%. The Dow gained 196 points today, finishing at 30,605. And as Britain prepares to split from the European Union, the father of Prime Minister Boris Johnson appears to be seeking closer ties with the EU. He's applying for French citizenship. AP correspondent Zuria Shackley has more.
Stanley Johnson told broadcaster RTL that he was in the process of reclaiming his French identity. Johnson says his mother was born in France. RTL said Johnson's putting together a French citizenship request. The elder Johnson is a former member of the European Parliament who backed remaining in the EU in Britain's 2016 membership referendum. He has since expressed support for his son as the Prime Minister led the UK out of the bloc. Zuria Shackley, London.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.